This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Breaking NFL news, Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
I guess we'll start with the least important part first. Josina Anderson saying the Chargers and 49ers are talking to Jameis Winston as a potential backup. But the big, big next domino at the quarterback position has fallen. Justin Fields to the Jets on a 2-year, $40 million deal, $30 million guaranteed. So the quarterback dominoes are falling fast and furiously around the NFL. As always, guys, you're going to want to make sure to stay tuned here all day long, all night long, all week long for the latest in news. We're wondering what this means for Aaron Rodgers potentially to Pittsburgh, maybe. Maybe Russell Wilson back to Pittsburgh. And, of course, what that all could mean for the Browns and the quarterback situation as well, JP.
Yeah, okay, a couple things here. One, you can root for Justin Fields again, which must be nice.
Yeah, it's still hard. Jets fans are such tools.
Okay. Jets fans are tools is the takeaway here. If you love Justin Fields, I imagine you love Justin Fields. You're not wrong. Jets fans are tools. I can't, like, Fireman Ed, what are you doing?
Yeah. But rooting for Justin Fields.
But you get to root for Justin Fields again. Him and Garrett Wilson, like, this is going to be Buckeyes fans might as well just become Jets fans in many regards.
Is it bad as soon? I don't know what happened. I don't know where was the moment. I actually do know the moment. When everybody just started talking about Justin Fields within the last, like, 60 days, as if he's Justin Fields coming out of Ohio State, I got a little bit annoyed.
Well, you do get to have a rebirth, because the Steelers don't know what they're doing on offense.
Well, but, like,
they have no clue offensively, Nick.
All right, fair. But if Justin Fields had played the full season and experienced the regression that Russell Wilson did, he's probably not getting $30 million guaranteed from the Jets.
Are you saying, like, he owes Mike Tomlin a thank you for, after going 10 touchdowns and one interception and going 4-2 as a starter, he then got benched?
And not just getting benched.
Is an edible arrangement sent to Mike Tomlin in order?
Not just getting benched, but then continuing to bench him as Russell Wilson collapsed under the weight of his own drama at the end of that Pittsburgh season? Absolutely.
Which, by the way, this is exactly why he's signing now with the Jets and not the Steelers. It was the distrust he had built up in Mike Tomlin that Tomlin was going to pull the rug out from underneath him and not actually give him an opportunity, or if he gave him an opportunity, he would do the same thing he just did last year.
You know what's funny about this, though? This will be spun as Mike Tomlin was doing Justin a favor. He didn't want to put him back at somebody in Pittsburgh.
No, I think we know what this was.
I know. They did him a favor. They didn't put him back out there because they didn't want to put him in a position to lose money in free agency.
No.
Some dodo will spin that
yarn. Just spun it 3 minutes ago. What do you mean some dodo will spin that yarn?
I think my point is somebody will actually report that seriously.
No, they can't. They can't do that. Come on. We're not idiots. They can't do that. We saw how this went down.
Did you see the spin job of the Miles contract?
We saw how this went down. They can't take us for that big of a sucker.
You know, there has to be.
They can't.
Listen, this isn't just about money for Miles. Yeah, okay. Literally, the only thing changed was a 4-0 being put in front of Miles. Nothing else changed. All right? Or other than that, or maybe the scruples of Myles Garrett. So you saw the reframing of that the last 24 hours. Like, we all saw what happened to Miles in broad daylight. We've all seen 10% of reporters, and I'm not saying here in Cleveland, I'm talking nationally, carry water for his agent and Miles to try and make this look like he didn't just get egg on his damn face.
Let's get serious here. $20 million a year for Justin Fields. The reports out of Pittsburgh in the past week or so was they were expecting to pay, if they were to go down that road, about $8 to $12 million a year for Justin Fields. He got $20 million a year.
Oh, now I wonder if
like
that's...
He was too expensive for the Browns in reality.
Are they going to be able to get Aaron Rodgers for $8 to $12 million a year? That's a weird thing to say, you know, given the situation.
I never thought about the finances attached to Aaron Rodgers. Because I don't know that it... I mean, obviously money matters. I don't know... If you're Aaron Rodgers, are you going to a lesser team for the difference of $3 or $4 million?
He's Aaron Rodgers, so I don't think we can know.
No, we can't.
He's just such a weird knob that I just don't know that we can, like, if you said right now he'll take less money to go to a winning team, I'd buy it. If you said he's just all about the money, I'd also buy it.
Buy that too.
Or if market size mattered as a big part of this,
yeah,
I'd also buy it. Like, there's no angle that feels far-fetched because Aaron Rodgers is just a narcissist with a need to go ahead and show everyone up.
Who's got the better darkness retreats? Who's got the quickest smokation to ayahuasca?
Who's closest to Costa Rica? The most direct flights to Costa Rica? That's where you
get things we have to look up.
Ayahuasca on there. So Justin Fields, formerly of the Steelers, formerly of Ohio State, going to the Jets on a 2-year, $30 million guarantee.
I mean, Rodgers really feels like a Steeler now, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean, it feels like a slam dunk.
It's almost inevitable.
And here's the thing. I'm just telling you guys. I'm going to have to tell you I told you so.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Because people are doubting this because the Steelers only won 10 games last year. Okay. People are doubting this because Aaron Rodgers got Robert Saleh fired. Okay. This is the last place you should want Aaron Rodgers, because it's more stability and more talent than he's played with since, I don't know, the last 2 years in Green Bay.
I still don't think they know what they're doing on offense, so it'll make it really interesting. Will they actually throw the ball with Aaron Rodgers?
I think with Aaron Rodgers.
Because they didn't do it with Wilson or Justin Fields.
I think the first thing Aaron has to do is get Arthur Smith fired, which should only take about 4 or 5 games.
Wait, does Nat Hackett get another job?
No, he's got to find it.
Does Tom Clements get the cycle of Aaron Rodgers continues on?
Can you unretire Tom Clements as old quarterback coach? Maybe something like that. 216-474-0092. But we did ask a question. As we continue to react to Myles Garrett and Myles resigning in Cleveland, and whether Andrew Berry got some trust back for you on bringing Myles back in the fold. Jim in Strongsville, welcome to the show.
No, I don't trust this guy. Dude, this guy's terrible. What, trust him because what? Because all of a sudden a bunch of pass rushers hit the open market or got the approval to seek trades that weren't there before? Let's face it, like, the league and the way things played out played just as much a role in Myles Garrett re-signing this contract as the boatloads of money that they backed up. Listen, this guy can't draft. The only way he can save his job is if he drafts one of these quarterbacks and they turn out to be really good year one. Other than that, look at his draft record. It stinks. He stinks. So next time he comes out there and wants to act all high and mighty, Andrew Berry, I'm so smart. Look at your draft record, Andrew Berry. It sucks. It sucks. It's probably the worst in the league. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear how smart you are and how you talk down to us. You sounded like North Stolen Johnny. I don't want to hear it.
Sounds like you don't want to hear it, Jim.
It's not a bad nickname for me, though.
Also, really good stuff, Jim. Appreciate you. I understand if you're – so, okay – I think the Browns deserve credit for this. I think it's okay if you want to give Andrew Berry credit. Yeah, I think what happens at number two is probably more important than re-signing Miles, because there's a myriad of factors that go into, and maybe what happens at quarterback is more important for Andrew Berry's longevity, because if you sign Kirk Cousins, don't draft a quarterback at 2 and win 2 games next year, well, in that case, I tend to think, I think it's going to be hard to fire both.
Yeah.
For Jimmy. But two wins because you signed Kirk Cousins could end up being the end of the road for both guys.
Yeah, what's interesting to me is it's kind of like when the Bengals eventually pay Jamar Chase all their money. And you're it's like you do get credit for giving Jamar Chase the bag, but then how did you get any better than what you were offensively last year? You know, like we still were a three-win team with not a very good defense last year, and that's just able to retain Myles Garrett, not to mention the fact that I don't even know if our Pro Bowl linebacker in JOK is going to be able to be on the field, and we're always a concussion away with Denzel Ward of him not being on the field.
Yeah, I mean, I think I do think it's interesting that people think the Browns got better by re-signing Miles. No, they just didn't get dramatically worse.
You've maintained the status quo, which is nice. You needed to, but
honestly,
there's a lot of work to be done here.
What probably the best thing for the Browns is that they didn't trade Myles Garrett for a bunch of picks, because perceptionally, you could have gotten the Herschel Walker trade, which I don't think exists anymore, and that's fair to say. You could have gotten the Herschel Walker deal, but if you had gotten the number four pick from the Patriots for Myles Garrett,
yeah,
everyone would have turned around, and even us would have gone, okay, but now it's Andrew Berry's going to make it, and it's just going to be the next Jed Wills or Greg Newsom.
Yeah, there's not a lot of confidence in Andrew Berry as a drafter. Jim in Strongsville, very adamant about that.
Let's go with Jackson in Painesville. Did the Browns earn back your trust, or some of your trust, with the handling of the Myles Garrett situation?
Not yet. They have not earned back my trust. With Myles Garrett, they get back Myles Garrett. You're paying him $40 million. This isn't like, hey, welcome back, Myles Garrett. We'd love to have you. We're sorry about that. No, this is, Myles Garrett, we need you. We're paying you $40 million. Don't make me look like a fool and leave me, please. He needs to go get more weapons. If Myles Garrett is going to come back, Myles Garrett is going to want to contend. You have all these teams around the league making moves currently, and you have the Browns in a standstill.
Jackson, we appreciate you. Yeah, I mean, I think the Browns could make some move today. It would shock me if it was the significant move.
Yeah,
like everyone's tied them to Kirk Cousins. If that's going to happen, we're probably 7 days away maybe from that happening. Well, no, that's not true. Kirk Cousins is owed a roster bonus by the 17th. That doesn't mean he can't get cut earlier. I would expect that to go maybe not down to the wire, but something close to down to the wire.
Well, if they're not going with Kirk Cousins, though, like Mary Kay is putting Russell Wilson out there. If we get the domino falling with Aaron Rodgers or the Steelers, are you expecting something imminently there?
Oof. I guess Russ would sign quickly. Russ might be the least palatable thing you could say, because, like, I know Kirk Cousins threw a hissy fit about the Michael Penix Jr. drafting. We have people out of Atlanta saying, not a good teammate. Kirk's reputation long-term is good teammate. Russ's reputation long-term is not a good teammate, and not somebody these teammates even like. It's one thing to, like, oh, he's not a good teammate, but it's also like they just don't like you.
Well, they think he's a goober.
And they're not wrong. 216-474-0092. Again, Justin Fields going to the Jets for $30 million guaranteed. Sam Darnold to Seattle. The quarterback dominoes continue to fall. We'll talk about the Myles Garrett contract and, of course, the quarterback market with Mike Jones, NFL writer for The Athletic, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.